It's time for Tiger Talk, brought to you by Dakota Bank and Mobridge. And tonight we're going to talk with Coach Overland from the Mobridge Pollock softball team. Coach, good to have you in the studio.
Thanks for having me.
I want to talk about the inaugural season last year. I think that there was some really good highlights. I think that the girls had a great time. And there wasn't what you would say, you know, in an inaugural season, the, you know, lack of effort. They really came out, they played hard, and they wanted to be there.
Yeah, the we had pretty good numbers last year. I think we had 16 girls out last year. Not very many seniors. We graduated two seniors from last year's team, but you know, we got that season started off with a bang. We got to play the what was the eventual state champions from Beulah, North Dakota. We played in our very first game there in Mobridge. So, and you know, probably if not the top pitcher in North Dakota, she was top five in North Dakota for our very first game. And you know, we put the ball in play and actually had a hit in that game, and the girls were really excited. We actually had a pretty good season, made it all the way to SODAC 16. So we were one of the final 16 teams there, and you know, ran into a Division I pitcher signed at South Dakota State already. So you know, we had a hard time with her, but we're trying to build on that this year.
It's one of those things where I think the girls had experience in softball, just not fast pitch. They played you know, in the summer times, the slow pitch that we have around here. And so somewhere along the line, if you want to be competitive in high school, the girls that are playing the slow pitch league, they need to pick up the fast pitch, and they need to start when they're kids playing that instead of the slow pitch. Slow pitch has always been, to me, for, you know, old guys that played maybe a little baseball in their, you know, high school years and now are just, you know, out there for fun.
Yeah, that's pretty much the way it goes. I mean, around here we have, it's all slow pitch right now because our area is just a bunch of slow pitch teams that we haven't made that transition to fast pitch. And it's understandable, you know, when our girls were young, the reason we made the decision to play slow pitch is because every team in the area played slow pitch. So if you wanted to do fast pitch, you had to go to Bismarck, you had to travel. And so it was just, you know, and there was no high school fast pitch back then.
Yeah.
Now we have high school fast pitch, and with that, slow pitch is going to die in South Dakota pretty much for younger kids. You know, it's going to stick around, obviously, for your women and your men, but we definitely need to make that transition here because at this point, you know, about half the team has played a lot of slow pitch softball, and then half the team's never picked up a softball, so we're kind of, you know, with a lot of slow pitch experience and no softball experience at all. This summer, you know, I've been talking with the MYO program and their leadership, and my wife and I told them we would coach some of those younger girls because, you know, it's hard to coach something that you've never coached before or never played before, especially when it comes to pitching and catching because it's so different in fast pitch. So we're looking at playing in a peer league this summer for MYO. They play doubleheaders down there once a week in the summertime, and Heather and I are going to practice with them up here in Mobridge, and hopefully we'll have at least a parent or two step up and take them down there. So we're trying to make the transition, and hopefully we have a lot of girls excited because we have seven juniors on our team this year, and in 2 years those seven juniors graduate, and they're the ones that have played the softball slow pitch and won state championships at the slow pitch level. Going to be a lot of openings for, you know, especially 7th and 8th graders, which right now we don't have. We're sitting at, I think we have one 8th grader and one 7th grader on the team, and three freshmen and two sophomores and seven juniors and one senior. That's what we're looking at. So we're going to, in 2 years, we need those young girls that are going to transition. They need to come out, you know, as soon as next year if they don't, you know. So we didn't get a lot of them this year at the 7th grade level. So to continue the program, we need the young girls, and that's where the MYOs are going to help us out.
Right, and I think if you talk to any varsity coach, they'll say, I'm only as good as the feeder programs. Mm-hmm. The the young kids that start developing skills, and then they progress until they get into the high school level. And you're right. I have a niece that plays fast pitch, and they never played any slow pitch there from the time she was right after T-ball all the way up, and now she's a senior in high school. So for her to develop a hitting style and being able to catch that, she's a catcher, it wasn't like she could just start at slow pitch and then develop into that. She had to build her skills all the way through. And so, yeah, I think you're right that the feeder programs need to change their minds about things and really get into the fast pitch. I was going to ask you about numbers, and I'm glad you brought that up. Is there something we need to do as far as recruiting and getting kids interested in softball? Is there some way that these kids could see that it's a lot of fun and it's a great way to spend your spring?
Yeah, I think right now in Mobridge, without having fast pitch as a young, when they're growing up, you know how you develop your love of the game, and we have that with our junior class because they just love to play in softball. And I think a lot of our young girls love playing the slow pitch, and you don't quite have the love for fast pitch yet because you haven't played. It's a lot different game. And, we just need to get kids out playing fast pitch. And then I think, like you said, with the feeder program, we'll have a breakthrough somewhere where we get these kids that really love the game. Because right now the love is for, some of the other sports are kind of year-round sports now.
Yeah.
And, kids are just, they're more specializing, looking at scholarships or whatever they're doing that, and to that point too, some of the other sports, you have less positions for that scholarship
right.
type stuff. And in a softball, you have 9 positions on the field, and a lot of teams take multiple pitchers that they offer scholarships for. So, if girls start getting pretty good at softball, I've got coaches already asking, do you guys got anybody that can play some college softball? They're really looking for it. And at this time, we have some girls, had they have played fast pitch when they were little and come all the way up, they would probably be playing some college softball. There's no doubt in my mind they would be.
There's no lack of athleticism. You see it in the volleyball. You see it on the girls' basketball floor. You see it in the track and field. There's no lack of athleticism. It's just a matter of getting used to this sport, right?
Yeah. And yes, no doubt about it. We have a lot of good athletes here. A lot of, I went to track the other night with my girls, and I'm looking at some of those athletes that are doing track that we're not seeing right now in the softball that could really help us out. Coach Heather and I, we're doing a lot of teaching. We've been around the game for a long time. I don't know how many years I've coached, but most of my experience is with baseball. And fast pitch is very similar to baseball, other than for me, pitching is upside down. So it's been a learning curve, but we're starting to figure it out. Grace, my daughter, has put a lot of time into the pitching, so I think you're going to see a lot of difference between this year and last year. She's going to handle most of that pitching load this year, and she's throwing a lot more strikes and developing a changeup now. And if we can play some defense behind her and put up some runs, we'll be competitive again.
And you guys start relatively early. And in last year, there was a concerted effort from the whole community to get out there and get the field ready for you guys to play. You guys are actually starting on the 6th of April, which here in North Central South Dakota, you never know. It could be blizzard or it could be 90 degrees. So it's important for the community to come out and support no matter what.
Yeah, last year we really had a lot of help cleaning off the field, and it allowed us to get some teams like Abula, North Dakota, they wouldn't have come over and played us. Their schedule's full, with North Dakota teams. But being able to get that snow off the field allowed us to get some games we wouldn't have gotten, and we really appreciated community help. This year, so far, we haven't had to remove any snow, and we've been out, we've been out practicing already, and I can't remember... Well, I remember one time when I was coaching baseball back in winter where we We got out in the field on March 11th outside, and this year we were outside again on March 11th, so it was really nice, and it just kind of brought back some memories there. So we've been outside about three times and inside a couple with some colder days, but it looks like the next couple weeks here we may be back indoors again with this weather forecast, so hopefully not a lot of snow, so when it does warm up we can be right back out. But yeah, our first game is a couple weeks away already. We've got a lot more games this year than we did last year. So
now you're playing in some kind of round-robin style tournaments, aren't you?
Yep. Well, Redfield, we play, it's basically a triangular. So you play Redfield and you play Millbank over there, both teams. And then we're looking at picking up, possibly doing another tournament, maybe in Avon, where we basically, because we're going to Class B next year. So that's another... this is kind of a Class B tournament with all the teams. A lot of the teams that made the Class B state tournament last year. So don't know if we'll be playing in that, but there's an opportunity. So right. We could. But we have a lot more games, and there's new teams out there this year, which I was telling the girls, you know, when we started last year, yeah, we're the newest team, but next year there's going to be other teams. So now we have Chamberlain, and we have Lakota Tech, Redfield. They're all new teams this year, so and we're playing all those teams. So
yeah, it's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's encouraged for the community to come out and support the program. There's a new kind of atmosphere at the South Softball Field. There'll be concessions now. There's going to be plenty of seating. And, there was plenty of seating last year. And it was kind of nice to see the student body show up. But it'd be nice to see more community come out and support it. I think it's a fun atmosphere. I think everybody's having a great time.
Yeah, it's a fast-paced game, and it is fun. The girls really enjoy having the crowd out there, and a little bit colder weather, but you can park right up against the fence and watch the game from the comfort right. of your car and stuff, and you can see most of that game there, Yeah, it's entertaining. It really is to watch those games. So, yeah, we appreciate any support that we can get coming out.
Okay, once again, April 6th, it's a Saturday, and a winter coming to town. If that's not a rivalry, I don't know what is. Mm-hmm. So you guys are going to start at what time?
I think that is a 4 o'clock game, but I'm not positive on that.
I'll figure it out and let everybody know.
Either 4 o'clock or 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, winners, we're playing them first again here. We had close games with them all of our – we played them twice last year in doubleheaders, and they got us every time. They had a team full of seniors last year, and they lost – and one of them was their pitcher, so they lost all those girls. We played that same team this summer in Pier because we went down the Pier and played in their fast pitch league with some of our high school girls.
Yeah.
They wanted to keep playing. And we actually beat them down there with the same team they had, so it was pretty exciting for our girls to beat them now. So
that's
they're
awesome.
Looking forward to that game this time.
Yeah. So I look forward to talking again as the season progresses and we get closer to the middle of the season and check back with you and see what the progress is. But I really appreciate you coming in today and talking softball. I'm excited. I know that there's a lot of people in town that have been buzzing around the softball program. So thanks for coming in.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you for having us. It's good to see you again.
You bet. So more from Tiger Talk coming up in 1 minute. It's brought to you by Dakota Bank in Mobridge.